Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. Today, I want to give you the opportunity to leverage two very special time in the day where you are naturally under hypnosis to help yourself change, transform, or bring anything you want in your life. Before we do so, as you know, I encourage you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, so you get the latest news, invitations, and my newsletter.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
So you might remember the episode, Can Everyone Be Hypnotized? If you have not listened to it, I encourage you to go and listen to it maybe first. But I do talk about those two moments in our day where we are naturally under hypnosis. So open to change, rewirable, where it's easy to get a new program running. And this is just before you fall asleep and just before you fully awake in the morning. Here, I'm going to suggest to you a few exercises or things you can do to change your beliefs and to see changes in your life using self-hypnosis. So, as we talked about, very naturally, before you fall asleep at night, you are in that state of hypnosis. You know, sometimes you kind of go and then you come back, you open your eyes and you say, oh, I was kind of sleeping. I don't know. I was between those two worlds. The more and more you're conscious of that moment between being fully awake and fully asleep, the more you can leverage that moment. I have started doing this a couple of weeks ago, and I find that fascinating. The more and more I am conscious that I have that moment as a privileged moment to induce change in my life. So it's the right moment. Let's say you have a belief about that you're not good enough, or things that you want are not available to you, or it's hard for you to connect. You know, those are the three families of beliefs. You can absolutely, in that moment, just vividly feel good enough. Vividly feel that you're connected to everything around you. Vividly feel and imagine that everything you want is available to you. You probably know, you probably read about this, but science is proving now with measuring, if you imagine vividly something, like let's say that you eat chocolate, your body will create reaction, like if you have eaten this chocolate. You know, like let's say you really love chocolate, and then you go and you eat it, you have that pleasure, and then your body, you know, react, you have your sugar level going up and all the things in your body that is processing this intake of chocolate. Then if you just close your eyes and imagine that you're opening this chocolate box or chocolate bar, and you vividly imagine that you're eating it, it's proven with scientific measurements that your body will react as if you had had the chocolate. So that's the same exercise you can do just before you go to bed. You just, in that split moment, in that gifted moment where you can really induce change in your life because your brain is really open to rewire, to imagine vividly this man or this woman you want in your life, that career, that connection, feeling great about yourself, confident, speaking publicly with confidence. driving your car on the highway, flying, whatever it is that you want to change or improve in your life, you can absolutely play it in that moment, in that split moment. And it's at the beginning, it's kind of an exercise you need to do consciously. Oh yeah, I am in that moment now. I will role play. I will vividly role play this thing, vividly live this thing and create this thing. So that's the night one. For the morning one, what I love to do, and I used to be the woman that the first thing I would do when I would woke up and open my eyes would be to take my phone and look at my messages and look at if there was anything urgent I needed to do. Lately, I've been trying and I've been succeeding at not doing this, but I'm seizing the day. And what I mean by that is that every day we have that wonderful gift of 24 hour. Most of us, you know, will get to those 24 hours. And most of us will, you know, live the whole day. So it's a gift. It's a gift of the day. And now I really see it. Every day I open my eyes, I see, okay, I have this 24 hours now. As you know, your brain really likes to problem solve, to find solution. This is to keep you alive, right? So it's the good time of the day to pause a question, to just pose a question like, okay, what can I do to be more connected or to feel more connected, let's say, to my family, to my children, to my spouse? What can I do to create this wealth that I want in my life? And it's just to pose the question. Say, okay, I have this day, go brain, go to work. You forget about the question and you just go on with your day. So, you know, asking a question, just asking it to your brain in that moment, in that split moment before you are fully awake and when you're not sleeping. So ask yourself a question. That's one thing you can do. The second thing you can do is to visualize one thing you want to accomplish in the day that's very important to you and associate a strong emotion to it. So in the day today, I want to bake this wonderful bread and I want to feel really, really proud of me. In this day today, I want to go on the lake and I want to feel free. On this very day, I want to call my mother and have a long conversation and feel so connected to her and give her the time, give her the attention, give her the love. I really want to be able to do this for her and for me today. I want to be fully available to her, not thinking about anything else. So whatever it is that you want to create in this day, it is the perfect time to look at it and say, wow, I got the gift of a day today. What is the most that I want to do of this day? How am I going to do it? How am I going to feel? And you just, again, role play and live the moment. Your brain doesn't know the difference if it happened in reality or if you just role play it. And the more vividly you role play it and the more you have the emotion attached to it, the more you are creating that moment. And sometimes it may not happen in the actual day, but you may find yourself 5 days later having that wonderful heart-to-heart, very connected conversation with your mother. Or you might be out there pitching a sales and being so confident and feeling so great about you. So voila. I hope this helped. Those are very, very small things you can do. I would say the first thing you need to do in order for you to be successful is to be cognizant that those two moments exist in your day. They're very privileged moment. They're natural moment. They're free moment and they happen every day. So it's to say, okay, I know now that those moments happen. I need to be conscious about it. And because I am now conscious that those two moments exist, I'm going to try to grab at least one of those two and make something out of it. So you can pose a question. You can imagine something you want you know, from a more wide perspective in your life, long-term, short-term, or you can absolutely think about something in the day that you really want to do or feel or experiment. I hope this helped, and I hope you play with it, have fun with it. And if you don't succeed at the first time, that's fine. You will succeed eventually, because those moments come back every day. Every day before you fall asleep and every day when you wake up in the morning, and you really, really have the choice of what you want to do with those very important and privileged moments. Alors voilà, this is JT. Until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.